Today, Dow Chemical and DuPont announced their plans to merge. By joining forces, the chemical giants would create a company worth $130 billion. Dennis Berman is financial editor at The Wall Street Journal. He joins us from New York to talk more about this. Hi, Dennis.
Hi.
So let's go through these companies. First of all, Dow Chemical, what is that company? What do they do?
Based in Midland, Michigan, they do a lot of the chemicals that are used by other industrial buyers. They also are involved in agriculture, do some materials work that's been around since 1897, one of the bedrock companies of American industry.
And what about DuPont? I feel like one of the main things I know about DuPont is that DuPont is Delaware, is the state of Delaware. But what do they do?
Well, again, one of the oldest companies in America, 1802, they got their start making gunpowder. That was a pretty lucrative business back in the 19th century. It's evolved immensely since then. They do a lot of agriculture work around seeds and agri-science. They do as well chemicals that are used by industrial customers, and they do specialty materials, things like Kevlar. That might be something you know used in bulletproof vests.
And why do these companies now want to get together?
Welcome to the Wall Street in America of, I guess, now almost 2016. They want to merge these companies, huge deal, lots of regulatory approvals necessary, and then they want to split them up into three separate categories from there, one around agribusiness, another one around chemicals, and another one around materials. From their logic, and, you know, this, if you believe them, they would tell you this allows them to be more focused, it allows them to be more creative, invest in areas, and be more specialized. If you want to be a little more cynical, you would say it allows them to cut costs, reduce R&D, and, you know, potentially just sort of hunker down as competition from the world heats up and as the global economy just remains very sluggish.
But it must be difficult for two companies that have battled each other for so long, that have been competitors for so long, to all of a sudden try to be on the same team.
Well, that's what I find so interesting about mergers is that there's so much hype and so much idealism at the moment they're announced. And then comes the hard work, just like any of us. Perhaps when you get married, it's such a beautiful moment. And then one day you find yourself trying to make things work inside the house and the marriage. And in the same way, so it goes with companies, different cultures, different priorities, who's sort of in charge of whom and who wins and who gets laid off. Those are all the complications, and it just becomes very heavy stuff. Now, potentially, these could become better companies as three separate ones, but I think you raise a good point. It takes a lot to actually make it work.
Are regulators likely to approve a deal of this size? This is going to be one of the biggest mergers in history.
Well, they say categorically, yes, it's going to happen. And if you actually look at some of the product portfolios, they actually are not exactly overlapping. I think probably the biggest threat is in the agri-sciences. After this deal, you'll essentially have two companies that control about 80% of the soybean and corn seed crops in the United States. That'd be Monsanto and this combined company. Hmm. To me, if you had farmers up in Congress telling the Congress how they feel uncomfortable about this, I think that'd be a pretty powerful political message. And so I don't think it's going to be as easy as the company suggests.
Is there any impact on you and me? Are consumers going to be affected at all by this?
Well, I think the impact is a bit more broad. And it's more of a statement about our economy right now here heading into 2016. If you look at what the companies are essentially saying is that they, almost 330 years of combined history, they don't feel confident in the future to develop the products, to be the companies that they've been over so many years. And to me, that's sort of a disheartening message, is that the future of American business is cutting costs, merging, and perhaps putting prices, perhaps not, but perhaps putting prices up higher for the end consumer. So it just feels like sort of a sign of the times, more blah, more just industrial blah.
But why are we seeing not just this deal, but so many other big, huge mergers and acquisitions going on right now? What is it that companies are afraid of in going it on their own?
Well, I think it's a lot of the same dynamic. If you look at the U.S. economy, which is growing maybe at 2%, a little more, if you look at the global economy, which again is pretty sluggish, there's just not as many opportunities to create profits as there were in the past sort of 50, 60 years of U.S. history. And, you know, I think we don't necessarily have to be all down about it. The U.S. economy is flexible in ways that other economies, say France, are not. So it's not all bad that DuPont and Dow want to merge. That they have the flexibility is frankly, a good sign that our economy can do that. But that said, it's still reflective of companies and industries. I mean, you choose it, right? Be it telecom, be it the cable TV industry. Yeah. You can go up and up and down the line. And there you'll find executives who basically say, you know what, I can't make enough money. Let's just merge and cut the cost the best we can.
Dennis Berman, financial editor at The Wall Street Journal, joining us to talk about this big deal between Dow Chemical and DuPont, a merger deal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.